Can't Wait for Christmas is a proud member of the Christmas Podcast Network.
Hey, buddy, what you doing?
Is it Christmas yet?
No, sorry, not yet.
I can't wait for Christmas.
Yeah, I can't wait for Christmas either. In fact, let's celebrate now.
Welcome to the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast.
It's April 25th, 2026, and that means there's 8 months left until Christmas. Today on the show, we'll travel all the way to the West African country of Liberia and learn about their popular Christmas figure, Old Man Baika. We'll also count down the top 5 songs from the Jackson 5 Christmas album, put some holiday cheer into your phone, learn some disturbing news about SantaCon, and we'll finally name the segment that has no name. Okay, let's start the show! Welcome, Yule Believers, to the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast, the podcast all about Christmas history, Christmas traditions, Christmas media, and everything else Christmas. I'm your host, stand-up comic, and king of pods, Tim Babb. I hope everyone had a good Easter, and speaking of that magical day of colorful eggs and chocolate rabbits, I got together with Jerry D. from Totally Red Christmas and Mike Westfall from the Advent Calendar House podcast to talk about Easter on Jerry's show. Specifically, a few years back, we did an episode of Totally Red Christmas where we watched the special Andy Williams and the NBC Kids Search for Santa. It was a wild ride. So naturally, Jerry brought me back to talk about the sequel with Mike, and the sequel is called Andy Williams and the NBC Kids Easter in Rome. The episode just dropped shortly before I started recording this episode, so I'll put a link in the show notes so you can give it a listen. But while extending Easter is fun and all, let me just check the label on this podcast. Yeah, this is a Christmas show, so let's launch into our first segment. We need a little Christmas now.
We need a
So last year, my kids figured out a hack for our iPhones. Basically, you can use the Shortcut app to make your phone play whatever sounds you want at specific times.
What do you mean, specific times?
I'm glad you asked, imaginary listener. Sounds kind of like Kermit the Frog.
It's Carl!
Here are some examples of specific times. When my wife plugs in her phone, it plays this.
Charge it up! My phone needs some power!
When it's fully charged, it plays this.
I'm all charged up!
And when my phone connects to my home Wi-Fi, it plays this.
Hey, it's good to be back home. Again, you know it is.
So I thought, if I could put any sounds I want on there, why not Christmas sounds? So, in the show notes of this episode, I've linked some Christmas-themed sounds like these. When you're plugging in your phone, you can play this.
Charging up, Yule Believers!
When it's fully charged, you can play this.
I'm full of Christmas spirit.
Then I've got some other sounds you could just put wherever you want.
Ho, ho, ho!
God bless us, everyone. I can't wait for Christmas.
Keep laughing all the way. I've actually made a page of these on the website, and I'll keep adding more as I think of them. You just go visit the site while on your iPhone. You can select any sound you want, press and hold the link until you get a menu, and select Download Linked File. Once it downloads, there'll be a little blue arrow in the address bar. Click on that, and then click on Downloads. Click on the file, it will open, and then click on the little square with the arrow to select Save to Files.
That's an awful lot of steps.
Oh, we're not even done yet.
Oh, my poor little Luddite brain.
Honestly, it's not that hard to set up. I'll explain it here, but I'll also put a link in the show notes of a video for all my fellow visual learners out there. So, find your Shortcuts app. It's not something you have to download, it's part of your iOS. When you open it, tap Automations at the bottom. Now, I haven't updated my phone to the latest iOS yet, so for me it's just I hit a plus, but from videos I've seen online, I believe you up-to-date folks would select Create New Automation. Then you get to a list of things that would trigger your automation. For this example, we're going to use Charger. So scroll down to where they have grouped a bunch of battery-related charging triggers and choose Charger. For this, we'll be selecting Is Connected, because we want the sound to play when you plug in your phone, to replace that very boring and non-Christmassy sounding. Make sure Run Immediately is checked, and hit Next. On the next screen, you'll scroll over to and select Play Sound. Once you hit that, there will be a search bar at the bottom. Type Files in there. Then select the little folder icon that says Files after it. But for some reason, that's not good enough. You'll get another menu of terms. Just select File, singular, from that list. Now you should see Play Sound, and underneath it, that File. Click on the blue word File, That will open up all the things saved to your files, and you should find the sounds you just downloaded at the top. Select the one you want and tap open. Now you're back on the screen with Play Sound, but now instead of just file, you see the file that you selected. Press and hold so you can move the file above Play Sound, and then click Done. And that's it! All that's left is to try it out.
Charging up, you believers!
I lost you somewhere around the Shortcuts app.
Well, like I said, I put videos of this on our TikTok and YouTube, and I'll link those in the show notes of this episode.
I don't think that will help.
Why not?
I don't have an iPhone.
Oh.
Yeah, what do I do for a Samsung phone?
I don't know.
Well, bah humbug to me, I guess.
Yeah, sorry. Well, if anyone out there has info of how to do this or something like it on non-iPhones, please write in and let me know at can'twaitforchristmaspod@gmail.com, and I'll share it on a future episode. In the meantime, I don't need any shortcuts to play the sound that leads us to our next segment, 5 Golden Things.
5 Golden Things.
So, Michael, the new biopic about Michael Jackson, hits theaters the same weekend this episode drops. So I thought I'd use this opportunity to talk about the Jackson 5 Christmas album from 1970. Basically, this is a shameless attempt to ride the coattails of this hit movie. Did it work? How many of you came to listen to this podcast because I put Jackson 5 in the tags? Absolutely no one? All right, my marketing strategy is going gangbusters. Anyway, I still want to talk about it because I like this album. So, here are the top 5 tracks from the Jackson 5 Christmas album.
Number 5.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, Santa Claus is coming to town. Why, yeah.
First track from the album released as a single, and is probably the most well-known song from this album. But I've got it all the way back here at number 5. What gives, right? Well, this comes down to my own personal bias. See, there are 2 variations of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. There's the original, where the chorus sounds like this.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
But then, in the 1960s, producer Phil Spector had the Crystals perform an alternate arrangement for the album A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector, where they added this to the chorus.
Santa Claus is coming.
I've never liked this version of the song as much as the original. Not when Bruce Springsteen used it, not when Mariah Carey used it, and not even when the King of Pop and his brothers used it. But I can't deny that this is probably the most popular song on this album, so it would be absurd for me to not put it on this list. And also, I have a personal bit of nostalgia about this. I used to do a video series on YouTube called Kingdom Comedy. It was comedy skits all about Disneyland. And when they brought back Captain EO, I used this song in the video I made about it. I'll put a link to the horribly outdated video in the show notes, but yeah, that's why this is here at number 5.
Number 4.
I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
I saw Mommy kissing
Santa Claus.
Underneath the mistletoe last night.
This was released as a B-side to Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It's the classic song where a child learns that their mom has Santa on her hall pass list, or that they don't recognize their dad in a Santa suit. Either way, it's the perfect song for a group of kids to sing. The first person to sing the song was Jimmy Boyd, and he was in his late 40s at the time. All the other covers I could think of, the Ronettes, John Cougar Mellencamp, Twisted Sister, Gloria Estefan, all adults. So it makes way more sense to have Michael and his brother sing this song. One odd twist they add is they have little dialogue sections where Michael's brothers don't believe that he saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus, like they argue back and forth. That adds a fun element to the song, but it kind of hurts the sing-along value.
Number 3.
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
Hey, listen to that. They let Jermaine take the lead on this one. This song is a perfect blend of a classic Christmas song that I love and that fun, funky 70s Jackson 5 sound. I doubt this is anyone's favorite rendition of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and in truth, it's not my favorite either, but I do enjoy its vibe. It's just a fun listen.
Number 2.
Up on the Housetop.
Up on the housetop, reindeer boss, I jumped good old Santa Claus. Down to the chimney with lots of toys, all for everyone's Christmas joy.
This is one of those songs that I forget how much I love until I hear it, and then I love it all over again. I like how they changed the lyrics to be about the brothers and what they want for Christmas. My favorite being the part where Michael blows up Jermaine's spot and tells Santa about all the girls he wants to kiss, so Santa is bringing Jermaine mistletoe. The song also incorporates Here Comes Santa Claus into the beginning of the song. It's a great way to set it up. And they have this slick rap kind of section in the middle where they list all the reindeer names from the A Visit from St. Nicholas poem.
Honorable mentions.
Little Christmas Tree.
There's joy everywhere, but all that's waiting there's just a little Christmas tree. Looking sort of sad and lonely, just like me.
I threw this one on the list because it's the only solo Michael Jackson Christmas song. It was added to the album when it was remastered in 2003, but it's not a Jackson 5 song. It's just Michael with different background singers for some reason. I'm a little sad he never made a Christmas song as an adult. While young Michael Jackson definitely had a beautiful singing voice, I would have loved to hear grown-up Michael Jackson sing Christmas songs like Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way, come on! And I don't know if this technically counts as an honorable mention, but I do have to mention the song Christmas Won't Be the Same This Year. It's not an especially amazing song. It's another in the very crowded subgenre of Christmas songs about how the singer is sad at Christmas because they can't be with their love. But really, I'm only mentioning this song for its intro, which I will play in its entirety now.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody. Big deal.
Hey, man, what's wrong with you, Jermaine?
Yeah, that's no kind of attitude.
This only happens once a year.
Hey, fellas, don't bug him. He and his girl just broke up. So get off his back. Can't you see there's tears in his eyes?
Yeah, he's crying. He's crying.
Don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.
I did not mess with the volume on that. It literally goes from the Jackson Brothers talking at a fairly reasonable volume to Michael blasting your ears with the refrain, "Don't cry, don't cry, don't cry." I've heard it many times, but it is still a genuine jump scare for me anytime I play that song. Now, in fairness, if I was crying, that would stop me. But not because I would feel better, I would just be so confused.
Number one.
Someday at Christmas.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys. Play with moms like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world coming off free.
This was a song that wasn't really on my Christmas radar until not that long ago, but I really love it. Sure, Stevie Wonder sings a definitive version, I would say, of this song, but the Jackson 5 version is no slouch. This song has a great message of aspirations of a Christmas that sees true peace on earth. I get literal goosebumps when Michael goes to the bridge of the song and you hear the emotion in his little voice. It hits even harder now when he sings, "Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where all men are free. Maybe not in time for you and me, but someday at Christmas time." It hits hard because it definitely didn't happen in time for Michael.
Wow, way to end it on a downer, Bab.
Yeah, I could have structured that better.
Even the Michael movie knew to end in the late 1980s so the audience could be spared all the sad stuff.
All right, your point is made, and my list is done. But I didn't cover all the tracks on the album. Did I skip your favorite?
No, but I think it's just wrong how low you ranked
Not you, them! If I skipped your favorite Jackson 5 Christmas songs, be sure to let me know by sending me an email at can'twaitforchristmaspod@gmail.com.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
And now it's time for a Christmas news segment. All I want for Christmas is news.
Baby, all I want for Christmas. Give me that news, baby.
Yeah, news.
This news is about SantaCon. Now, I had never heard of SantaCon until a few years back. At first, I assumed it was some sort of convention for mall Santas. Turns out it is definitely not that. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver did a segment on it a few years back, and here's a brief clip that kind of gives you a feel for what SantaCon is.
SantaCon is essentially a day-long pub crawl organized in various cities where thousands of people can dress up as Santa and get hammered. Now, however fun and whimsical it may sound, it isn't. It is not that. Just listen to this man, and bear in mind, he's talking about Santas here.
They act very crazy, ridiculous. They drink. And they get drunk and they behave terrible.
Too much alcohol has led to fights and a lot of complaints about crude and lewd behavior.
That pretty much sums it up. Now, one of the cities that does SantaCon every year is New York, and one of the only bright sides is that these events raise money for charity. Or that was a bright side. Let's switch late night shows and let Seth Meyers take it from here.
Justice Department last week charged the organizer of the bar crawl SantaCon for allegedly stealing nearly $3 million that was collected for charity. Even worse, he organized SantaCon.
Yes, according to the Department of Justice, Stefan Pilds used SantaCon to raise at least $2.7 million for charity from 2019 to 2024, but diverted more than half to a slush fund and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars of the remaining proceeds on personal expenses. To be clear, this is just an allegation so far. No one has been convicted of anything yet, but you had to know you couldn't trust SantaCon with your money. Con is in the name.
What about Comic-Con?
Well, that's different.
What about Christmas-Con?
Look, this was just a joke.
What about...
You know what? No more time for questions. Time for a word from one of the other podcasts in the Christmas Podcast Network.
Wow. The news sure is depressing. Want to watch a Christmas movie to lift our spirits?
Yeah, that'd be great. So how about A Christmas Story?
I'd rather shoot my eye out.
Oh, Home Alone?
Keep that film, you filthy animal.
Whoa. Well, what about Elf?
Bye, buddy. Hope you find something different.
What do you want to watch?
Isn't there something we haven't seen like 100 times and is less than 20 years old?
Ah, well, we could listen to the festive foreign film fans.
That's a podcast, Bob, not a movie.
I know. But they watch Christmas films from all over the world. New films, original films, drama, comedy, kid-friendly, and even documentaries. And I'm not talking about just films from Europe. How about places like Argentina, Thailand, Senegal, or Costa Rica?
Wait, really?
Yeah, and you may learn a thing or two about the music, customs, and holiday foods.
All right, I got a great idea. Let's skip the movie and listen to the Festive Foreign Film Fans podcast.
Festive Foreign Film Fans, decking the halls around the world.
Welcome back. A few episodes back, I told you how I went to Solvang, California and soaked up a lot of Christmas there, even though it was already February. One of the places I found some Christmas was in a bookshop that was having a sale on Christmas stuff since, as I mentioned, it was February. So I got a sweet deal on this Christmas trivia card game called Why Does Santa Wear a Red Hat? I was thinking, as one of the longest-running Christmas podcasters out there, I'll probably crush this Christmas trivia, right? Wrong! There are so many questions that I did not know the answers to. For example, one question was, in Liberia, Old Man Baika is the most important Christmas figure. What does he do when he goes from house to house?
Buh, I have no idea.
But before I flip over this card to read the answer, let's find out who Old Man Baika is. To do that, we'll take this opportunity to learn about Christmas in Liberia.
My Christmas on you, my Christmas on you, my Christmas on you, and my New Year too. My Christmas on you.
When I talk about Christmas celebrations on this show, I often talk about the ones from Europe, Latin America, or especially the US because, you know, I'm from here. But Africa actually has the most Christians of any continent, so it's high time I put some respect on their celebrations. Christmas was brought to Liberia by American settlers. In fact, the nation itself was established by freed African-American slaves who started immigrating in the 1820s. These Americans brought their Christmas traditions with them, but Liberia had its own customs and traditions that have been incorporated into Liberian Christmas. For instance, while many a Liberian family will have the traditional meal of turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and the like, it's also very common to see a Liberian Christmas feast consist of goat soup with fufu, dumboy, and served with palm butter and pavla sauce. On Christmas Eve, it's not uncommon to find many a Liberian visiting the cemetery. It is customary to honor the memory of the departed family members by leaving candles and hanging lanterns around their graves. But perhaps the most prominent tradition that is a holdover from Liberia's past is the devil dancers. These guys can trace their origins through the spiritual world of the Poro. The Poro was a secret society introduced to Liberia when the Main people attacked in the early 1500s. But don't let the name Dancing Devils fool you. As Max Jarrett explains in his article for NPR, it must be stressed that in the world of Poro, the devil figure is not evil. Instead, it is a manifestation of raw spiritual power that can be used to bring order to society through the inflicting of punishments that are believed to be in the interest of the community. The devils used to dance at traditional festivals. As American settlers came to Liberia and brought their festivals, including Christmas, the devils became part of the holiday. So these devils danced through the streets in elaborate masks and costumes to the rhythm of beating drums. And speaking of going through the streets, that brings us back to the one who started us on this journey, Old Man Baika. Some describe him as being the opposite of Santa, and that's not a bad thing in this context. He doesn't wear a luxurious red coat adorned with fur. He wears baggy old clothing and masks, sometimes stilts, or he's covered in raffia straw. He roams the streets and people, especially kids, follow, dancing with him. You will also find him going door to door to visit houses. And now we'll finally get to the answer to that trivia question that started me on this journey. Instead of saying Merry Christmas, he says, My Christmas on you, which is a way of saying, Give me something nice for Christmas. Yes, while Santa is going house to house giving gifts, Old Man Baika, or Old Man Beggar, is going house to house asking for gifts. People will give him money or food and drinks for the musicians. Often the money collected is put towards helping those less fortunate in the community. So while some have described Old Man Baika as the opposite of Santa, I would argue they are two sides of the same coin that is all about demonstrating the power of giving. Santa shows you how it feels when someone gives, while Old Man Baika encourages you to do the giving. And I think that is a fantastic tradition indeed. My Christmas on you. Liberian dude, you came and you begged for food and cash money too. Liberian dude, came and said my Christmas on you, and I knew what to do. Old Man Baika, you know that you came and inspired us to be who we should be. Yes, times that can be tough, even during Christmas. So we give to Old Man Baika my Christmas on you, Liberian dude. Natumaihi, siyaku, kera.
Did you do this whole segment just to do a parody of a super obscure Michael Jackson song?
No, I really got the idea from the trivia game. And it won't be the last one either.
Won't be the last idea from the trivia game? Or won't be the last parody song?
Yes. Now for our final segment.
This segment doesn't have a name yet.
Yes, it's time to finally fix this. This year, we're going to pit all the performances of Ebenezer Scrooge against each other and decide who is the ultimate miser. But before we can do that, we need a name for this segment. I've been asking you all for ideas, and you stepped up. As mentioned last time, Jennifer, who gave me the idea for the segment, suggested we call it Scrooge Fest. Our author and film critic friend Alonzo Duralde suggested All I Want for Christmas is Scrooge or Scrooge Stock. And Larry suggested Scroogeapalooza, Choose Your Scrooge, or Who's Your Scrooge. And since then, we've gotten additional suggestions. Marcia suggested Who Can Match It with Bob Cratchit? Dale suggested You're the Real One, Mr. Scrooge. David came up with And the Ebens Goes To. Brian thought we could call it Miser Mix Picks. Travis shot me a note on Instagram suggesting Who Scrooged It Best? And along a similar line, Everett said, Who's the Scroogiest of them all? Steve gave us One Scrooge to Rule Them All. And then there's Alex, who wrote this. After thinking on this for a couple of hours, I can see why you're struggling with naming this segment. Nothing really springs off the page as an obvious answer. I thought up a whole intro to try and get my creative juices flowing. Feel free to use any of it, all of it, or none of it.
It's time to smack down with Sim, rumble with Reynolds, test your metal against Murray. It's time to find out whose Ba is best. It's time for the...
And here are my suggestions for names. Kings of the Counting House, Miser Madness Challenge, Humbug Hunt, Christmas Carol Clash, Battle of the Ba, Dickens Decision. One more line I thought of might help you is the line from Muppet Christmas Carol where the ensemble sings, There goes Mr. Humbug, there goes Mr. Grimm. If they gave a prize for being mean, the winner would be him. I couldn't work this into a segment name, but the prize for being mean would likely be a fun reference in your intro. Hope this helps. That definitely helps, Alex. And now we've got a whole bunch of possibilities, so the next step is to vote. I'll put a poll in the show notes of this episode, and you can vote on what name sounds best, so we can get rid of this jingle.
This segment doesn't have a name yet.
And that's our show. One final bit of housekeeping before we go. There's been some confusion about the new email address. CantWaitForChristmasPod@gmail.com versus the old email address, Christmas@tancast.com. I just want to let you know, you can use either or both like Alex did. I still get email at the original address, but I also use that inbox for other things. So the new email is just emails from you good people. The spam bots haven't even found it yet. Shh, don't tell them. Also, don't forget to check out my guest shot on Totally Rad Christmas, where we talk about Andy Williams and the NBC kids spending Easter in Rome. The link to the show is in the show notes, along with the sound files and instructions to add Christmas sounds to your phone, and of course the link to the poll to name our Scrooge segment. So, plenty for you to see, hear, and do at CantWaitForChristmasPod.com. I'll leave you to it, and I'll be back this way next month with a new episode. And until then, you believers, keep laughing all the way.
And that was Christmas 1983.
Actually, Dad, it's 2026.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to us at Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, if you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, aka iTunes, and email us about it at christmas@tancast.com, we'll send you a free Can't Wait for Christmas sticker. If you'd like to see the show notes or leave a comment on this or any other episodes, you can go to our official website, CantWaitForChristmasPod.com. While you're there, you'll find a link to our official Zazzle store, where you can grab customizable t-shirts, ornaments, stickers, and all sorts of other Christmas-themed items all year long. We'd love to connect with you on social media. On Blue Sky, we are at Christmas Pod, and on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, we are at Can't Wait for Christmas Pod. We Wish You a Merry Christmas was performed by the United States Marine Corps Band, and this amazing version of Jingle Bells on the accordion was performed by the wonderful and talented Christian Nowicki. All other music and sounds used in this episode are the properties of their individual copyright holders, and they are used for purposes of commentary and review. No infringement is intended. Okay, boys, did I forget anything?
God bless us, everyone.
Merry Christmas!
I'm your host, stand-up comic, and king of pods, Tim Babb. For clarification, I do not consider myself the king of pods. At best, I'm the court jester of pods, but it made for a good pun. So last year, my kids figured out a hack for our iPhones. Basically, you can use the shortcut app. I wish I could use the shortcut app to learn how to talk! So it'd be absurd for not to me. It'd be absurd for me to say the words right. I gotta say I'm wrong. Oh, that's why it keeps turning off. I have it on low power mode. This is why you plug in your phone at night so it's not at 20% while you're trying to read it.
Even the Michael movie knew to end in the late 1980s, so the audience would be spared. Yeah.
Yes, according to the Department of Justice, Stefan Pilds used SantaCon to raise at least $2.7 million for charity from 2019 to 2024. I can't say 2024? I can't, really? That's too hard for old Timmy Tim Tim? Yes, according to the Department of Justice, can't say justice either. The list of words I can't say is getting too long for a podcaster! Now, I was thinking, as one of the longest-running Christmas podcasters currently out there, I'll probably crush this Christmas... Apparently, I can't crush talking! Oh, no! I forgot I have to do a parody song! Why do I make so much work for myself? All right, well, I'll come back to that later.
Before we go, I wanted to play one more audio clip. It wasn't one of the automated sounds that my boys added for, you know, like charging the phone or connecting to the Wi-Fi or anything like that. But my youngest son created this song in GarageBand, and he uses it whenever he gets a text message. And there was nowhere to share it in the show, but I just wanted to share it with you because it brings me joy. Hopefully it brings you some too.
Pixelation, pixelation, pixels in a corner screen. Boom, 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 boom. That's ways, colors, anything you see. On screen, on screen, on screen. It's pixelation, pixelation. Pixels in a phone, in an iPad, anything you see on the screen is pixelated. Pixelation all around.